Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Boston, get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
If you ever want to invite Melissa to your wedding, here's the tip. Don't tell her what she is or isn't allowed to wear. You know what? Actually, I'm going to take Melissa off that list, but I think that goes for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. Good morning. How you doing? I hope you had a great weekend, except for that Patriots game thing, blah, blah, blah.
Shut up. Anyway, so
there's a woman who's getting married in Hawaii next year, and she sent a Facebook message to her guests, right? Now, we've had a lot of, you hear a lot of crazy stories about bridezillas and all that stuff with their demands on the bridal party. Like, you know, the people who are going to be in the wedding. And by the way, if she did this for the people who are going to be in the wedding, I wouldn't think it was that big of a deal because you want a certain visual when it comes to pictures.
No.
Of
F
your
that,
wedding.
It is a big deal for that too. But anyways, go ahead.
But this isn't... This is so bad.
Seriously, this is so infuriating.
This is about her dress code for her guests at the wedding. And she has a particular dress code, and which is weird for your guests. But it she wants you to spend at least $1,000. That's one. She has specifics on what she wants people to wear, but I haven't even gotten to the good part yet. She's basing it all on your weight. So
I can't.
Women under 160 pounds, green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin red bottom heels, Burberry scarf.
Who wears velvet to a wedding? That's number one. Okay, go ahead.
Women over 160 pounds, black sweater, black pants, black heels.
Us peasants.
Men under 200, purple fuzzy jacket, all white sneakers. Men over 200, hide it a little more, camouflage.
You know what?
With black sneakers.
You know what, Romero? I'm going back on what I said. Really? I would go, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't spend $1,000. I would get all knockoff stuff. I would show up in a onesie. Just to piss her off. I would show. I have one too. I got a cheetah print onesie with the butt flap. I would show up with that to the wedding. I swear to God I would. I can't even. That makes me so angry.
What kind of ghetto ass friends do you have that you need? You're so worried about what they're going to wear to your wedding. Usually, like that's where people like kind of go, all right, I got to look good for this.
And what is she going to have? A scale like at the door? You know what I mean? Like 162. Oh, you're wearing the wrong outfit. Like,
what if you're hovering, you know?
Right. You know? You could be right on the cusp.
Like you're trying to lose weight so you can do the Louboutin,
or,
you know, red bottom heels, but you end at 162.
Or what if you get there and you're 159, you eat all the food, you leave at 162. What happens then? You got to bring a change of clothes.
That's a very elaborate.
See?
That's a valid point, Melissa.
I'm telling you, just wear a onesie. Just get it over with.
Just wear a onesie.
Give up on life.
So you'd say no to this wedding in Hawaii?
Romero, really? Come on, you got to ask me that. No.
I would say yes, and I'd be like, listen, I was actually going to dress better than the crap you're going to make me wear, and you just made me spend $1,000 on my outfit.
On a velvet outfit.
Enjoy my outfit, because that's your gift, bitch.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 2020 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.